What's up, everyone? I'm taking my phone out because I've been told 10 minutes. Keep it short. Keep it tight. How's everyone doing? Good? Really good to be here. I got a question. Any PKs in the audience here? Preacher's kids. Good. That's it. All right. There's hope there. I'm a PK. Born and raised on the North Shore of Boston. My dad ran the Byfield Parish Church for 50 years, and I've had a really amazing career in storytelling and mostly travel adventure shows, as we were talking about here. But when they asked me to come up here and speak at chapel, I was trying to think of what's the best story to tell y'all. And I'm working on this book. The college tour, we're on around like season 14, what we're filming. Y'all are going to be in that. 175 episodes. So I've had the privilege to see higher education from this landscape and meet literally thousands of college students. And I would say there's one thing I've learned, and typically this lecture takes about an hour to get through, but I'm going to try to do it in 8 minutes, what I have left. I want you all to understand the power you all have being a college student. I'm pretty sure they don't teach this in college right now, but you can move mountains as a college student, and I'm going to walk you through how to do this, but also remember, the day you graduate, it's almost like welcome to the real world. You're going to be like everyone else. So what I want you to do is, first of all, congratulations on being here, but I'd say the biggest message that I try to tell students is you have to take advantage of every resource. College is it's this amazing playground for you to meet different people, try different things, explore, learn, all this. But the number one thing is you are a college student. I'm going to give you some advice here, okay? Every adult, most people, they understand what a student, it's like to be in a student's shoes. The power you all have, you can get into any door you want. And I really encourage everyone to take this time to set up upon graduation, because who here wants to have their dream job? I've been blessed to have it. Everyone? Anyone? Seems like crickets. Yeah? Let's hear from someone. What do you want to do? Yeah? No? Heads down. Anyone want to say what they want to do after college?
Hospital chaplain.
Hospital chaplain. Can everyone hear me? Can you all hear me?
There we go.
Could you hear me before? You guys couldn't hear it? No, not at all? Have I been basically talking to myself? All right, I'm going to try to do this over real quick again, guys. All right, I'm so sorry. So thank you. All right, listen, I'm very blessed to host the college tour. I've gotten to travel this country. We're on episode 170-80 right now and meet thousands of college students. And my big thesis that I want to get out while I'm sitting here talking to you is for you all to understand the power of being a college student and what you have access to that will be over the day you graduate, because you'll be in the real world like the rest of us. And so I would love to hear. If anyone has it, anyone wants to talk about their dream job, feel free to say it. If not, I'm going to roll into, what do we got?
Lawyer.
You want to be a lawyer? I know we do a lot of medical missions here. I'm assuming a lot of people want to be in the medical field. Anyway, I'm going to move on. Here's the deal, guys. Like, you can get access to anyone as a college student, and you can't when you graduate. And so what I want you to think about is whatever industry you're in, doesn't matter if you're engineering, you're medical, you want to be in television like I am, you want to be in the mission field, whatever it is, what I highly suggest you do is build out an Excel spreadsheet and find the best in the business, right? So if you want to be a chaplain, you know, a hospital, go find the hospital chaplains that like inspire you. Find these people, because you all can get access to them now. And so what you need to do is write to them, tell them you're in college, tell them where you're at, and ask them for 7 minutes of their time and for two questions. You will bat such a high percentage of building by doing this. And I want you to do it over and over and over as much as you possibly can. I'm talking like 25, 30, 50 times by the time you graduate. Because what you're doing is building relationships, and that's half of what life is all about. So while you start hopefully doing these interviews, building relationships afterwards, so I'm just going to use an example. For me, my little niece, this whole show was created from, she wants to work in animation.
And so I was telling her the same thing. I'm like, you got to go now. Like, the earlier the better. Freshman, sophomore, junior. Not too late if you're seniors either. Like, start now, and I want you to find all the best directors out there that you exactly what you want to be. And here's a very short email that you're going to write to them explaining who you are, why you love that job, and if you can just have 7 minutes of your time. You'll be surprised at the percentage of adults that will get back to you because you are a college student. You have access to them. Okay? And you're not a threat. You're not asking for a job yet. You're just trying to get some information on them. And the reason for this is just to build some rapport, build a relationship. After that, anyone here use Google Alerts? All right, I'm going to give you guys another mystery. Go to Google. They have a thing called Alerts. You can put in that person's name. And anytime they come up, whether, you know, anytime in the press or anywhere in Google it's talking about it, that name will be, send you an email. Then I want you to hit them up very lightly with a, hey, congratulations. I just saw you doing X, Y, and Z at whatever industry. Is this all making sense to everyone? Do that, and do that over every time they come up in the trades. Do that over and over. And guess what? By the time you're graduating as a senior, now you've built relationships with professionals. And guess what happens? Soon you're all going to graduate, and who wants to get their dream job? Now it's very easy to reach out to them and say they're, what they're going to remember. Here's the deal. Adults love to be praised. Okay, so find the adult that you want to do exactly what they're doing. Give them very cool praise. Stay in touch with them. And then right before graduation, that's when you reach out to these professionals and say, hey, I'm about to graduate from LCU and I'm looking for a job. So I'm doing this. This is like 45 minutes to break into all the little subtleties and nuances with this. But I think that's my biggest advice that I give college students all day long, everywhere, is like, take advantage of where you are right now. You made an amazing decision to come to an amazing institution. Use that power of being a college student to set yourself up so you can land that dream job. I'm telling y'all, like, I like pinched myself of what my career has been. That, thanks to God, thanks to a lot. It is hard to find your dream job. You ask a lot of adults. Most people don't like their job. So I encourage you to find your passion, go after that passion, and never take no for an answer. But I think you need to start now and you start building those rapports. So that's kind of my overall thesis for y'all. I'm happy to answer any questions. I'll be around for most of the afternoon. And thanks for having me. This is going to be an amazing episode of the College Tour. Thank you for everyone who's been involved. And pleasure to meet y'all. All right. Glad you guys could hear me. Cheers, everyone.